week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Happy New Year and a prosperous and a beautiful New Year. Well, we're going to get right into our service today, and I'm going to play a little bit of this tape here, and then I'll come back and I'll do some excerpts and mention some names and some different things. But let's go right back and listen to the rest of this intro here. I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you. Without asking you for anything. Sometimes I lift my hands to you. Sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I have, I owe to you. And Calvary is the reason why. Yes, sir, Calvary is the reason why. We're so thankful for Calvary, and that's what Christmas is all about. What would Christmas be without a crucifixion? But the Bible says, there be no resurrection, then my preaching is in vain, your faith is in vain, and everything is in vain. So we just come through Christmas, headed for a brand new year. I trust today that we can continue another year. We've been on this broadcast since 86. That's a long time. But we've been ministering the gospel. With your help and your support, we will continue the ministry right on along. So let's go right back now. I want to do this song for you here, and I hope you enjoy this. We're just going to be coming in and out with this intro and different things this morning. But I thank you, I appreciate you, and I'm wishing you would prosper and have a great and blessed New Year.
Oh, I must be close to that heavenly shore, and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door. 'Cause lately I hear a sweet melody, and it sure sounds like angels to me.
Sister Martha sounds like angels to us. I want you to continue to remember her in prayer. And she's still in the home, and she's not doing any good. But anyhow, we're trusting God for her. And I appreciate the prayers. I appreciate all the help and all the support that I've received this Christmas on the broadcast. Jerry Pack, I appreciate Jerry Pack from over in Cool Ridge. He sent me a great offering on the broadcast. And Jerry, I hope that you and your family is doing real well. Then Ed and Mary Jo Balanchy over in Peterstown. And then Louise and James Ellison and Ernie and Betty Joe. And, oh, we've got just so many people. And then Miss Brown. And we got so many people that help on this broadcast. And without you, it'd not be possible. So I appreciate you. And I'm wishing you a happy and a prosperous and a glorious new year. I don't know what you're looking forward to in the coming year. But the Bible said if we look, we will find. If we knock, it'll be open unto us. So let's just keep on bombarding heaven, and God will answer and hear our prayers. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and I hope you enjoy this one also.
Down here, my burden's heavy, and my road gets rough and long. But sometimes my feet grow weary, and so. Oh, but a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll rest on heaven's shore, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and over, and I've said my last goodbye. I'll see Jesus, he'll be standing at heaven's door. Then I'll hear him say, child, you're welcome, all your cares they're left behind, and I won't have to worry anymore.
So I'll wipe every tear from your eye. I'm thinking about you who have lost loved ones in this past year, and I know that it's hard. I know that Martha being there in the nursing home is hard on the family. But anyhow, I always said if God be for us, who can be against us? That's a hard statement. It's hard to grasp something like that and make it work in your life, but it will. He said that it cometh to God, I will in no wise cast him out. I will be your wonderful counselor, your mighty God, your everlasting Father, and your Prince of Peace. He can give you peace in the time of your trouble. Well, let's go now listen to this song right here, and I hope that this one blesses your heart also. For so long, I had searched for life's meaning in slavery. This New Year's Sunday morning, I would say that you can be free from sin. Now, I'm not a sinless perfection preacher, but I believe the blood of Jesus Christ will and can cleanse us from all sin. And we got to turn to Jesus Christ. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. I don't know what you've been through this year, but do you want to go through the same thing next year? I think Paul said we press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus, he can change your life. You got to let him live in you. You know, we can know God, but we can't really have God in our heart and down in our spirit. To love God is to do the things that God instructs us to do. We can't love God and live our way. The Bible says the point of the man wants to die, but after death, the judgment, and death is coming. This could be the very year. This could be the very last sermon that I'll ever be able to preach on this radio broadcast. I realize that it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. And I thank God he's given me this time and given me this life that I might be able to tell you about Jesus Christ. You know, he's real. He's real in my heart. We used to sing that song, "He's real, 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 real down deep in my heart." And nothing like the love of God that can be shed abroad in your heart. And Paul, he said, I'm going to forget the past. I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling. There's a mark out there, and it's a high calling. You don't realize what you can be until you turn your life over to God. You see, I walked a drunkard's path. I was a young man, went in the Navy, came out of the Navy a drunk, and was headed toward a drunkard's hell. My brother, he passed away at 59 as an alcoholic, but he and I walked the same path and fought the same fights. And, hey, I'm not saying this because I'm proud of it, but I know that God can change your life. Hey, this year changes. I know that I hate to see a new year come. It seems like when you go from that midnight moment over into the next day, there's always just a little fright because we don't know what is on tomorrow. The Bible said, what is your life? It's like a vapor. It appears for just a little while, and then it's gone. You may have lived a long time. You may have prospered and been well in health. But Paul said, even as your soul prospered. But is your soul prospering today? Are you really soul satisfied? Have you given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But it's through Jesus Christ. He's the only way, the only truth, and the only life. If I had my desire today, my desire is that you would realize that that's a true statement. That if God be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. He'll go with you in the good times. He'll go with you in the bad times. Why, sometime he'll take you out behind the barn and give you a real good thrashing. But we need that. We need to know that God loves us. Hey, my daddy used to love me, and he'd say, I'm not doing this because I love you. Well, I said, Daddy, please quit. You're loving me to death. Well, God will love us to death. And he loves you because he created you. You've been created in his likeness and in his image. He's part of God in every person. Hey, we were born of woman, but the seed came from the man. The egg came from the woman, but the seed of God was planted deep in your heart. And the only way to get to God is through Jesus Christ. And the way is Jesus Christ. You can plead the blood. The only prayer he'll hear you this morning is, be merciful to me, the sinner that I am. Wouldn't you like to start this year a brand new year? You say, well, preacher, I got this to do and that to do. I got too much to do. No. Hey, listen, I'm talking to you about the most important thing that you'll ever have to do. I don't know what I'm facing this year with Martha in the nursing home and my family, but listen, God is going to be with me. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Yea, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He said over in John, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare that place for you, I'll come again. I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hey, wouldn't you like to have that hope and have that assurance? Wouldn't you like to lay down tonight on your bed knowing that sins have been forgiven? I'm not talking about changing your life. You let God change your life. Don't you try to change it. You let God change it. He can make a brand new person of you. Paul said, for behold, all things become brand new. You may go to bed one way, but get up another way. You may get down on your knees right now and say, God, be merciful to me, the sinner I am. Well, you're going to raise up the same man as you went on your knees. But listen, there's a change comes in your life. Now you have a helper, and that divine helper is the Holy Spirit. He said, I go away, but I'll send you another comforter. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come. Hey, there is no judgment for the Christian. Once we confess Christ and sins have been forgiven. I remember on the sidewalks from Virginia, when God approached me, I knew it was God, and the only thing I could think about was if I would confess my sin, he would be faithful and just to forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Hey, that's what God will do for you. He will cleanse you from all unrighteous, but you got to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to believe in him. And I hate to see you go through another year like you have. Drugs is on the rampage, and alcohol is on the rampage. Sin is on the rampage. But listen, the soul that sin is going to die. But today we can face the Grim Reaper. We can face death as a brand new person in Christ Jesus. So my prayer for you today is to turn to him before it's everlasting too late.
I refuse to be discouraged, to be sad, or even cry. I refuse to be downhearted, and here's my reason why. I have a God who's so mighty, he's sovereign and supreme. I have a God who loves me, and I'm on his team. He is all-wise and powerful. Jesus is his name. Through everything is changeable, my God still remains the same. My God knows all that's happening, beginning to the end. His presence is my comfort. You see, he's my dearest friend. When sickness comes to weaken me and bring me to my knees, I call upon this mighty God. Into his arms I flee. When circumstances threaten to rob me from my peace, he draws me close unto his breast, where all my striving cease. And when my heart melts within me and weakness takes control, he gathers me into his arms. He soothes me and my heart and soul. The great I Am is with me. My life is in his hands. The Son of God is my hope. It's in his strength I stand. I refuse to be defeated. My eyes are on my God. He has promised to be with me as through this life I trod. I'm looking past all my circumstances to heaven's throne above. My prayers have reached the heart of God. I'm now resting in his love. I give God thanks in everything. My eyes are on his face. The battle's his, but the victory is mine. He'll help me as I run this race.
Our Father, as we touch the throne of grace this morning on this first Sunday morning of a brand new year, may it be a brand new year in the life. Lord, they're tired of living in sin. Sin has them in a chain, has them bound. Father, he said, you come that you might set a liberty of those that are bruised and bound. We talk to a lot of bruised people out there. A lot of people have been bound by sin. And God's sin is dangerous. It's deadly. It'll take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. But I pray today that you'll reach down your mighty hand right now and touch their lives and touch their heart before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, neighbor, I feel this morning, this being the first Sunday of a brand new year, that God has touched somebody's life. If you have, won't you son write me a letter and just let me know. Let me know that God has touched your life, that you've changed. You may be there in a prison somewhere, and you're locked up behind bars. But listen, God goes beyond the bars, and God can set at liberty those that have been bruised and been bound. So this morning, I will leave the air with my favorite song. It's Leaving on My Mind. I hope today that you've made up your mind this morning before it's everlasting too late.
This need repair. The windows and the shutters, letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get some time, lately Lately all I've got is leaving all behind. You know, it seems that's all I've been thinking about. Oh, stop the time, how that soon. So many people, they say, why don't you get out of there and go find you a better place to live? Oh, but I just can't seem to get excited about this old world and what it's got to give. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. Oh, what good would a world do me with this leaving on my mind?
We're not just sitting here thinking. Lately, I want you to think right now that this could be the very last day of your life. This could be the very last day you can live. This could be the very first day that you really come alive. Hey, why don't you start this year, a brand new year, a brand new person? You say, I'm going to make New Year's resolutions. Well, I believe in New Year's resolutions too, but why have to do them every first year? Why don't you make them today? Hey, because you're going to die. You're going to leave. I love that song, Leaving on My Mind. Oh, Lester Goodman done that. He did a lot of great songs. He left. A lot of good people who have done some good music, they've left. A lot of good preachers I know who have preached the gospel, but now they're gone. And we fight alone. But listen, this could be the very first day of your life, or it could be the very last day of your life. Yes, sir, this could be the very first day you could live, or the very last day you live. Well, prayer partners, I appreciate your help. I appreciate your support on this radio ministry. Without you, it would be impossible for me to continue on this or another radio station. You see, we're on 39 radio stations. We do package jobs to different states. One man came through Pennsylvania, heard us at 3 o'clock in the morning up there, and he called me. He said, hey, I thought I heard you up there at 3 o'clock this morning. I said, well, I wouldn't doubt it. I'm on a package deal up there. I'm on 39 different stations preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. On internet, you can pull my internet up, stvi.org, and you can find Tommy Mount's ministry, and we're ministering around the world. Whoever thought this little stump preacher could be ministering around the world? Well, I hope today that I've said something. I have felt a burden in this whole broadcast for your heart and your life. I trust today that you'll mind God and say yes to God before it's everlasting too late. Well, Happy New Year and a prosperous and a glorious tomorrow. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia. That will be changing. My address will be changing, and I'll be giving you the changing address real soon. But right now, it's Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble and sincere prayer.